إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves, and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهِ. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهِ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is no guide for him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهِ. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And I also bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is the worshipper of Allah and his final messenger. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter the best of speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدى هدى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَإِنَّ شَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the most evil affairs are those matters which people have innovated and introduced into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. Verily, every newly innovated matter is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance, and every misguidance leads to the fire. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. عباد الله, in this short yet very powerful surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us of the importance of time. He says, وَالْعَصْرِ, by time. He takes an oath, he swears by time, he takes a qasam by time. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Verily, mankind is in loss. I.e., with regards to this time, mankind is in loss. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Except those people who have iman and they do righteous deeds. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And they encourage each other upon the truth, and they encourage each other upon patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He took an oath and He swore by Al-Asr. And Al-Asr is the time, the days, the weeks and the years that we live in this dunya. And this time, it is the field for people to do righteous actions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He only ever takes an oath by something in order to highlight its importance and emphasize its virtue. So the time of a person, it is the most precious thing which he owns. More precious than his house, more precious than his wealth, more precious than his job and his career is his time. So whoever uses his time and utilizes it in the obedience of Allah and in the pleasure of his guardian, then he has achieved a great success. And whoever wastes his time in this dunya and allows it to pass and spends it in other than the obedience of Allah, then he has destroyed himself and he has lost out. So the loss of this dunya, it comes and it goes. And often there is an alternative. A person loses a job, he finds another job. A person loses his child, his other children remain. A person loses one part of his body, he still has the other part of his body. But as for the one who loses himself and loses his family in the akhirah, then he has suffered the greatest loss. قل إن الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة. Allah said, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إن الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة. That the true losers are those who lose themselves and they lose their families on يوم القيامة. ألا ذلك هو الخسران المبين. Verily, this is the greatest loss. And a person is his time, meaning the essence of a person is time. You are only the days which you live. Al-Imam al-Hasan al-Basri rahimullah, he said, Yabna Adam, innama anta ayyam. He said, O son of Adam, O human being, you are only time. Your existence is your time. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ يَوْمُكَ ذَهَبَ بَعْضُكَ. So if some of your time goes and it passes by you, then some of your existence has also gone. So brothers, take a lesson. Take an admonishment from these days which pass so quickly. Day after day passes by. And these weeks which pass quickly. Week after week passes by so quick. And these years which pass so quickly. Even from your children there is a sign in them. That only yesterday they were born. And today they are 14, 15 years already. And it has passed by you like the blink of an eye. So that which is upon the Muslim is to use his time. And utilize his time in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, from the times which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exalted and increased its reward, is this month which we are living in, the month of Muharram. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he differentiates between time and time, like he differentiates between places and places and people and people. So the prophets and the messengers and their people are better than the rest of creation, and the masajid, which is a place, is better than other places, and also certain days and certain months are better and more virtuous with Allah than other months. And from these months which are virtuous is the month which we are in, the month of Muharram. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Asana ithna ashara shahra, that the year, it is 12 months. Minha arba'atun hurum. And from these 12 months are 4 months which are hurum. And the meaning of hurum is sacred. And what are they? Dhul Qi'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, and these three are consecutive, and then Rajab. And Rajab is between Jumadi and Sha'ban. And this month, we started yesterday. So today is the second of Muharram. This month, it has many virtues with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the virtues of this month is that it is named, or it is termed as Shahrullahi Muharram, the month of Allah Muharram. This is how it is referred to, Shahrullah Muharram, the month of Allah Muharram. And the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ascribed this month to himself and he called it Shahrullah, the month of Allah, is to show how great it is. To give it honor and nobility and to increase its importance in the eyes of the Muslims. Also from the virtues of this month is it is called Muharram. And these 4 months are called Ashhurun Hurum, 4 sacred months. And this word Muharram or Hurum, from the same word Haram. And Haram, as you know, is something which is forbidden. So it's as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that just as sins are forbidden and haram in other months, then in this month it is more severe. It is more severe in its sin. And it is even more haram. And for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, when he spoke about these months, he said, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not oppress yourselves in these months. And amongst them is Muharram. Meaning, do not oppress yourselves with sin. and do not oppress each other in these 4 months and the month of Muharram, because the sin is much more greater. The sin is much more severe. And also, from the importance of this month is that the mushrikun in al-jahiliyyah, before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even they used to hold the month of Muharram to be very sacred. And Ibn Kathir rahimullah, in the tafsir of the ayah, he said, هذه الشهور إثنى عشر, that these months, the months of the year, they are 12. منها أربعة حرم, and 4 of these 12 months are sacred. كانت الجاهلية تعظمهن, that the people in jahiliyyah, in shirk and kufr before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to hold them to be very sacred. وتحرمهن, and also they used to hold it as being again sacred. وتحرم القتال فيهن, and they used to forbid fighting in this month. حتى لو لقي الرجل منهم فيهن قاتل أبيه لم يهجه, even if one of them, he met another person and that person had killed his father, then he would not incite the people against him because of the sanctity of this month, Muharram. So if this month, my brothers and sisters, Muharram, if it was something which was so great with the people of Jahiliyyah, and it was sacred with the people of Jahiliyyah, those whom disbelieved in Allah, they disbelieved in the final day, those who fought the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if it was so sacred with them, then how can it be that the people of Islam are ignorant regarding this month? Those people whom Allah addressed in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O people of Iman. Those people to whom Allah sent His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those people who were promised. Those people who were promised and given the glad tidings of Jannah if they die upon At-Tawheed. So if this month was held to be sacred with the people of Shirk and Kufr and those who worshipped idols, then it has to be more sacred, more honored with the people of Al-Islam. And from the virtues of this month is that a person should try to fast as much as he can in this month. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, أَفْضَلُ الصِّيَامِ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانِ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ مُحَرَّمُ, that the best fasting that a person does aside from Ramadan, outside of Ramadan, is Shahrullah, is the month of Allah, Muharram. And also to do as many righteous deeds as you can, and to stay away from sins as much as you are able to do so, and to make dua and istighfar in this month. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His kindness and His mercy and His virtue, and because of this month, He forgives your sins. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said, "Al-dhulmu wal-ithmu haramun fi kulli shahr." He said, oppression and sinning is forbidden in every single month. ثم اختص من ذلك أربعة أشهر. And then from the 12 months of the year, Allah specified 4 months. جَعَلَ ذَنْبَ فِيهِنَّ أَعْظَمْ, He made sins in these months, in these 4 months and Muharram, more severe than the other months. وَالْعَمَلَ الصَّالِحَ وَالْأُجُورَ أَعْظَمْ, and He made the righteous actions in this month, and the reward of the righteous actions in this month, more greater. Also from the virtues of this day is that it contains Ashura, and Ashura is the 10th of Muharram. And this day Ashura, the Quraysh, they used to hold it very dear. And before them, even Al-Yahud, they used to hold it very dear. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, هذا يوم عظيم, the 10th day of Muharram, Ashura, it is a very important day. أَنْجَلَّهُ فِيهِ مُوسَى وَقَوْمَهُ, Allah saved Musa and his people on this day. وَغَرَّقَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَقَوْمَهُ, and Allah drowned Fir'aun and his people on this day. And in the narration of Al-Bukhari, وهو اليوم الذي استوت فيه سفينة نوح. And this is the very day upon which the ship or the ark of Nuh alayhi salam, it settled on the mountain. And for this reason, because Allah saved Musa on this day, Bani Israel and Al-Yahud, they used to fast on this day even before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came. So from those matters which are legislated, on Yawm Ashura, on the 10th of Muharram, is fasting on it. That a person, he fasts throughout the month of Muharram. And then specifically in the 10th of Muharram, he fasts. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, عِنْدَمَا قَدِمَ الْمَدِينَةِ, when he came to Al-Madinah, رَأَ الْيَهُودِ يَصُومُونَ يَوْمَ عَاشُورَ, he noticed that the Yahud, they was fasting the 10th of Muharram. فَصَامَهُ, and then he said to them, he said, why do you fast this day? He said, مَا هَذَا الْيَوْمَ الَّذِي تَصُومُونَ, what is this day which you are fasting? And they said, هَذَا يَوْمٌ أَنْجَى اللَّهُ مُوسَى, this is the day in which Allah saved Musa. وَأَغْرَقَ فِرْعَوْنَ, and this is the day in which Allah, he drowned Fir'aun. فَصَامَهُ مُوسَى شُكْرًا لِلَّهِ, they said, the Jews, that Musa used to fast this day عليه السلام as a form of gratitude to Allah. فَنَصُومُهُ, so we al-Yahud, we also fast it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, نَحْنُ أَحَقُّ وَأَوْلَى بِمُوسَى مِنْكُمْ, that we are more deserving of Musa alayhi salam than you. We are more worthy of following the sunnah of Musa alayhi salam than you are. فَصَامَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَأَمَرَ أَصْحَابَهُ بِصِيَامِهِ, so he himself, he fasted يوم عاشورا, and he would order his companions to fast the day of Ashura. And since that day, throughout the centuries of Al-Islam and the great pious generations of the Muslims up to our day today, the sunnah of the righteous, the practice of the righteous, the pious, has always been to fast the day of Ashura, hoping the reward of Allah and hoping for the sins to be forgiven. And who amongst us is not in need of that? And the reward of fasting this day is like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. He said, I hope that by fasting the 10th of Muharram, أن يكفر السنة التي قبله, that the sins of the previous year have been forgiven and expiated. However, because the Yahud, because they used to fast the 10th of Muharram, and Islam orders us to be different from Al-Yahud wa Nasara and to contradict them in everything which they had, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he ordered the Muslims to fast the 10th of Muharram and the 9th of Muharram with it. And he said sallallahu alayhi wasallam, la in baqitu ila qabil, that if I remain alive until the next year, la asuman tasi' ma'al ashir, then I will fast the 9th of Muharram and the 10th of Muharram. Why? To be different from Al-Yahud wa Nasara. So therefore, the correct guidance is for a person to fast the 10th and along with it the 9th of Muharram. And if he is unable to do so, then fast the 10th and then a day after the 11th of Muharram, with the intention of contradicting and opposing Al-Yahud wa Nasara. And also, a person who has upon him or upon her qada Ramadan, a fast which they have not made up from the month of Ramadan, then it is highly recommended for this person to make up the fast of Ramadan before the day of Ashura and before the 9th of Muharram. So this is made up before this day comes. And no doubt, that which is wajib is more virtuous than that which is nafal. And if a person was not able to do so, and the 9th and 10th came upon them, then if they intend both the qada as well as the 10th of Muharram, then perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write for them the reward of the qada as well as the reward of Ashura, and the mercy of Allah is a lot. And also, to remind you, if today is the 2nd of Muharram, then the 10th of Muharram will be next Saturday, the 30th of September. And the 9th of Muharram, Tasu'a, it will be the 29th of December, Friday the 29th of December. And as for the 11th of Muharram, then it is Sunday, the 1st of October. And also, brothers, to encourage everybody upon this fasting, as we do every year, there will be a community iftar for the brothers and the sisters, the men and the women and the children, of course, to encourage everybody to fast on this day. And whoever wants to help towards it or donate towards it, then you can speak to the relevant committee members. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لي ولكم فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. عباد الله, we spoke about the importance of Muharram and the virtue of Muharram and the virtue of this day, the 10th of Muharram. And that a person is encouraged to fast on this day, hoping for the reward of Allah and hoping for his sins to be forgiven. However, a person has to stay away from exceeding the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this day. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sent to us with a perfect religion. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. On the day of Arafah, this ayah was revealed. On this day, I have completed and perfected my religion for you. So it doesn't require any addition. It doesn't need to be changed or modified. We have to be upon it as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. However, unfortunately, bid'at, innovations have crept amongst the ummah. Certain actions, gatherings, thoughts, statements that people do on this day in which the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is exceeded. And you should know that every single bid'ah, even if a person intends goodness or it looks good, then it is something which is dispraised and it is a misguidance in the eyes of the Sharia. And from those matters which have been innovated in Muharram is firstly giving the celebrations of the new Islamic year. Happy New Year, Happy New Islamic Year. Sending text messages, forwarding text messages. And in reality, this is something which enters under the imitation of the kuffar, resembling the kuffar. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fa innahu minhum." Whoever imitates a group of people, then he is from them. So from our identity is to be different from the kuffar and to oppose the kuffar in that which they do. In fact, to hate and resent those actions which are specific to the kuffar. Also, from the innovations on this day is how people, they gather on the 10th of Muharram specifically for congregational dhikr and congregational dua and certain acts of worship. So if a person does this throughout the year, throughout the month, he's making dhikr and dua and ibadah, then this is good. But to specify the 10th of Muharram for congregational dua and dhikr and praises and poetry, then this is also an innovation. Also from the bid'ah which people have innovated on this day is a prayer they call Salatul Ashura. And they say that this is 2 raka'at prayed between Dhuhr and Al-Asr. And in each raka'ah, a person recites Surah Al-Fatiha and Ayatul Kursi and Surah Al-Ikhlas wal-Falaq wal-Nas. And this is something which Allah has not revealed any evidence for. Also from the innovations of this day is the gathering of women and specifying the 10th of Muharram for the gathering of women in the houses or the mosques for congregational Quran and istighfar and so on and so forth. And from the innovations of this day is the repulsive innovation of the repulsive people, the Rawafid, the Shia, and some amongst the Sufiya who have followed them in gatherings of mourning and crying and weeping over the events which occurred in Karbala. So all of this is something which should be avoided. And the reminder again for all of the brothers is that on the 10th of Muharram, which is Saturday the 30th of September, there will be an iftar, a community iftar for the brothers and the sisters and all of the children. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma izzil Islam wal muslimin. اللهم ذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولمشائخنا اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمحسنين والمحسنات إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين أقم الصلاة.